So let's come to day two on our morning revival section. That's page six in your packet, in your booklet. And we're going to read a couple of these verses, and then I'm going to add a couple of verses. So you can, if you have your Old Testament, we will be looking at a couple of verses there. So first let's read Psalm 90:14, the first verse on our sheet. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may give a ringing shout and rejoice all our days. We're talking about the importance of having a time with the Lord in the morning. And when we say in the morning, we mean early in the morning. The song we sang says, got to get your mouth going early in the morning too, you know. The song we sang says, ere the dawn has passed into morning, right? Do you know what this air means? Before. Now we're having an English lesson. An old English lesson, okay? Before the sun rises. Before the dawn passes into morning. So this is early in the morning. And we have in our schedule, we need to be up by 6. That's good. 6 o'clock is good. Yeah. 6:30. Oh, 6:30 is late. 6:30 is late. The brothers had mercy on you. Don't want you to be too tired in the evening. So it's okay. Anyway, if you look at, you know, on my phone, it tells me what time the sun comes up. It's good to get up before then. Not so that you can go out and watch the sunrise necessarily, but early in the morning. And you know, we have examples throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, including the Lord himself, many servants of the Lord, actually all the useful servants of the Lord, had this habit of rising early in the morning. Of course, we know in Mark 1:35, right, the Lord got up before, long before the dawn, and went to the mountain to pray and spend time with the Father. So he's our biggest pattern. He's our greatest pattern. Sometimes he would even spend all night praying. I'm not suggesting you do that as a habit. But, you know, as you get older, we who are getting older, we can't sleep all through the night often. So when the Lord wakes us up at 3 o'clock, it's good to pray, spend a little time. Sometimes that helps us go back to sleep, you know, spend some time with the Lord. There are several very practical reasons for this. One is that that you can see in the example in Exodus 16 about the manna. When the children of Israel left Egypt, the Lord fed them every day for 40 years. It rained manna, and when the dew rose, there was manna on the ground, and that was their sustenance, that was their food. But it says in chapter 16, I think it's verse 21, that when the sun waxed hot, it melted. So for them to get their spiritual, their physical supply, which is a type of our spiritual supply, it has to be before the sun waxes hot. And that is a phrase meaning before the day gets going, before things get started, before you have to worry about being late for class, before you have to, you know, think about what you have to do today. If you get up at 6 o'clock or even 6:30, you know, and most colleges don't have classes before 8, right? Do they have 8 o'clock classes now? Okay. So earlier than that, any? Oh, 7:30, okay. So, you know, I mean, you start thinking about, oh, I've got to get ready. So you have to, it's before those things happen that we're talking about. It's not a set time, but it's before the day begins, before things start to occupy us, because we want to spend time and open to the Lord and allow Him, as that hymn says, to speak to us. Which means we need to learn how to listen. Write that down. We need to learn how to be quiet before the Lord. I think, at least for me, my habit is always to pray, read, to pray, you know, to try to exercise my spirit by my speaking. But it takes an exercise of your spirit not to speak as well, and to open to the Lord, to listen to Him. So even when you're reading a verse or you're going through a hymn, if you use the hymn in the morning, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, there's no method to this, but all of these things may be helpful. The point is to have fellowship with the Lord. And so even as you're going through a hymn or singing something, then just sing a little bit and then open, listen. Let the Lord speak to you from the hymn, from the verse, or just open. The Lord may be speaking something else to you. But the point is we want to have this experience, and He speaks to me and reveals to me all His riches for me today. The riches for me today are different than what you need, Jerry. And what you need is different from what you need, Andrew. We all need some riches. We all need some supply from the Lord. But His supply to you is very personal. And it meets your need. So you have to open to it. You have to find it. You need to get it. That supply. Just like the manna. And they had to go out and gather. And if they got up late, it wasn't there. And when you, if you have time to go through the reading, you'll find out 1 hour makes a great difference. If you can get up at 6 or 6:30, that's you know, you have more time, especially if you have morning classes, you're not worried about being late. You can have a good time with the Lord. But if you have a 7:30 class and you're up at 7 o'clock, I don't think you're going to have... It's hard for you to sit there and wait for the Lord speaking because you're anxious about getting off to class and getting ready. So it's before that day starts to roll, early in the morning. Now, I want you to open to Proverbs chapter 6. And let's read 9 through 11a. Proverbs chapter 6, 9 through 11a. Okay? How long, sluggard, will you lie there? When will you rise from your sleep? A little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and your poverty will come upon you like a robber. These are quite significant verses. How long, sluggard, will you lie there? Brother Lee mentions this. This is a great test to every believer. Do you love the Lord more, or do you love your bed more? This is a real test. And nobody's going to ask you, but you know. You know when that alarm goes off. Don't raise your hand. Wait a minute. This might be a good time to raise your hand. How many of you hit the snooze button? That's a little slumber. What is it, 8 minutes or something like that? A little sleep. And what happens? Poverty comes. Like a robber. To steal you away your personal supply, your divine strength for the day. Just like a robber, to steal it from you. These verses, when I first started, came into the church life, one of the brothers gave me these verses. It really helped me. Because it's our experience. You know, if you get up early enough and you have enough time, you have a good 20 or 30 minutes or 40 minutes with the Lord, you really get the supply. You really get some speaking from the Lord. And it changes your whole day. It really is good. But just that little, oh, I can't get up, and just roll over, hit that button again, you know. And then you get up later, it's a different story. What happens? Poverty. You don't have the riches for today, right? You don't have the riches. Okay, now Proverbs 26 and verse 14. Proverbs 26, verse 14. As the door turns upon his hinges, so does the sluggard. We're just rolling over like the door, you know. Creak. Sluggard. I don't think any of you would like to be called a sluggard. I don't know if that's where we get the word slug from or not, but you know, it's pretty bad. It's not a friendly animal, you know. Anyway, but this is our experience, you know. Do you love your bed more, or do you love the Lord? If you really love the Lord, you're willing to give him that extra 20 minutes. Now, of course, to rise early, there's a, you know, the major principle is what? Go to bed early. And I know for college students that's not so easy, but it's not impossible. And it depends on how much we really love the Lord. We would spend the time with him. Colossians 1, 17 and 18 is also a very important verse. And that verse shows us that we need to give Christ the first place, right? He is the firstborn, and so we need to give him the first place. And the first place applies to many things, but here we're applying it to the first part of the day. Colossians 1. And he is before all things, verse 17, and all things cohere in him. If you have 18, let's read it together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, firstborn from the dead, that he might have the first place in all things. We need to give him the first place of our day. Preeminence, the prominent place in our day, to spend that first part of the day with him. And the earlier, the better. Now, let's read Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. It is Jehovah's loving kindness. We are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning.
Great is your faithfulness.
This is a very precious verse. His compassions are new every morning. And if we get up too late, we miss God's compassions. Some translations translate the mercies, right? We have a famous hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, right? His mercies are new every morning. He has compassions for you. He has loving kindness to give you. He has himself to give you. He has so much for you. And it's personal. It's tailored just for your need. And they're fresh, they're new every morning. But if we get up too late, we don't get it. If we get up too late, it's gone. And I think many of you have the experience. You know this in your experience already. You know, if you love your bed too much, you will miss the Lord. You'll miss the Lord. You know, this is just a principle. To love someone, you do give them the first place. You care about them. Care about the time you spend with them. Yeah, I enjoy these testimonies about the brothers staying up talking to their wives. This is a universal need. Now, all you sisters, don't be keeping your brothers up after you get married, you know. Try to get them a little earlier in the day, but anyway. The point is that when you love someone, you know, you want to take care of them. You want to meet their need. And the Lord loves you, really loves you. But if you don't get up, it's just not going to be the same. We need to rise early and give him the first place. And we need to cultivate this as a habit. We need to make this a habit. So, of course, during this week, we give you some time to spend with the Lord. And, you know, we want you to spend this time. But we want you, in your personal life, to develop such a habit. And in this habit, I just want to underline this. You know, we're trying to give you a little bit of the help, things we can practice. In this habit, we need to learn to listen. Learn to open to the Lord and not talk too much. It's good. We need to pray to the Lord and open to the Lord. Sometimes we need to confess to the Lord. But we also need to develop and learn how to hear him, how to listen to him, how to get these compassions and get this supply and enjoy his speaking to us. So we have a little more time today. You have about a half an hour. Some can walk, some can stay here, go outside, wherever you can be. But let's try to consider others around us. If you want to spend more time open to sing, maybe you need to take a walk or get out a little bit. But if you can be, you know, you can sing quietly. And you can pray quietly that you won't disturb anybody near you. But let's spend some time and enjoy the Lord this morning with our personal time with him. And then just finish at 9 o'clock and take your break. And we're back at 9:15, right? Anything else? Okay, let's spend the time.